What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger on the line with us. Sorry, Doug, we've got our wires crossed. Doug Danger joins us, and Doug is going to be talking with us here about the film Da Vinci Code, which opens this weekend, and it did open at the Cannes Film Festival. And Doug joins us from the you're at the Metroplex in South Coast Plaza, right, Doug?
That's right, Phil. I did a kind of an informal survey for my review of Da Vinci Code, and also to celebrate a significant anniversary, very personal to me, Phil, but I think it's something everybody can relate to.
Now, this week marks the third year that you've come out as a gay man, right?
That is correct, Phil. It was 3 years ago. I remember calling my folks. I called my brother. Called certain of my friends. I told the people in the newsroom who I worked with that I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and it's been an interesting run since then, but there's no other way to live. If you are gay, the only way to be is out, and to live your life, and to try to deal with whatever negatives come along, and remember that you have a right to be who you are. Now, I'm not saying that to say anything other than, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I wanted to do something with the anniversary of my coming out, and the Da Vinci Code movie that's going to be opening this weekend.
I heard the Cannes Film Festival, where it is screened, the critics were not kind.
Well, I'm not too interested in what critics think about, at the Cannes Film Festival. I think every critic at the Cannes Film Festival is trying to make, I don't think they're trying to make a movie there. I think they're trying to make themselves bigger than the movies that they're watching. So I think you'll find the Cannes Film Festival is full of a lot of ego that's unrelated to reviewing movies. What I did, though, is I decided to go down to the South Coast Plaza where I am right now, and I stood just outside a couple of the restaurants, and I asked people as they came by, what did they think was more important, me coming out as a gay man or the Da Vinci Code movie? And I got a couple of responses here. Who do you think is more important? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, right? And what would you say is more important, me being out gay or a Da Vinci Code?
I think Da Vinci Code, but no, with all respect to you, it's a Da Vinci Code movie.
Why?
I don't even know you. And
That's just an example, Phil. I'm playing that off of a tape recorder. Could you hear that?
Yes.
That's an example of some of the people that I spoke with. Now, 86% of the people that I spoke with, when I asked the question, what's more important, me coming out as a gay man or the Da Vinci Code movie, 86% answered the Da Vinci Code movie. And it's interesting, when you do a survey, you ask yourself, well, why are people being dishonest? Why do people lie when they answer these?
Why do you think they're lying? Do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
You think, in other words, that they would have answered that you're being gay?
It's not my being gay necessarily. The question was, what do you think is a more important thing? I'm gay or the Da Vinci Code movie?
Okay, and they answered, 86% of the people answered the Da Vinci Code movie.
That is correct.
And you think that's dishonest?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Well, number one, I think it's dishonest. The number one reason why it's dishonest is you cannot get an honest answer from people when it comes to the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has people in such fear. The Catholic Church puts fear into children because of the molestation angle. It puts fear into women because what they do with women in the Catholic Church is put them into convents, bind them in this medieval clothing, and force them into this chaste life. I think it puts fear into men. Because of, again, the idea that their everlasting souls will be damned. But I think the rest of people, other people who are not Catholic, they fear the Catholic Church because of this power that it has. People think the Pope has power over the heads of state. People think that that the Catholic Church owns more than it owns, has more money. Maybe it does. I don't know. Okay, so there's obvious fear when people answer. And then the other reason I think is more close to home. Me being gay is real. The Da Vinci Code movie is fiction. Why wouldn't they say that I'm more interesting than the Da Vinci Code movie? Because they're afraid. So I think they're lying or they're afraid.
All right, if they're lying, though, if people, when you ask them the question, what's more important, did you say you being gay?
Well, I told them this is the third anniversary of me coming out as a gay man, as a gay journalist. I told them I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. This is my third anniversary. What do you think is more important, me being out and gay or this movie?
And most of them said the Da Vinci Code movie. And I heard what the comment of that other gentleman was, which was, I don't even know you, but I...
Well, but you didn't see his face. I saw his face. The face was a look of fear. See, I'm gay. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, that's far more compelling than some work of fiction that tries to put more fear into people about the Catholic Church than they already have.
Let's talk a little bit about, and I'm talking with Doug Danger, who is a entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier from the South Coast Plaza, where he conducted a survey of people going in and out of the shopping mall there. The question, Doug, was, what is more important, you being out as a gay man?
Or the opening of the Da Vinci Code movie this weekend.
And 86% said the Da Vinci Code movie. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, which you don't think is an honest... You don't think you're getting an honest answer?
Absolutely. And I knew I wouldn't. So when I published these numbers in my column on Thursday, which is when the regular entertainment column comes out, I may reverse those numbers. I may say actually 86% think my being gay is more important because of their fear of all of the Catholic thing that goes, you know, nuns, molesting priests, everything.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up later on in our program, we're going to be talking to Don Berman, Channel 19 news anchor, on an amazing, amazing journalistic report that he's going to be embarking on. Right now, we have with us Doug Danger. Now, the survey that you conducted in front of the South Coast Plaza, you got that one answer from the gentleman who said, I don't even know you, but I know about the Da Vinci Code movie.
Well, he knows about the Da Vinci Code movie, but he doesn't know what's in it. Most of the people who are going to go see the Da Vinci Code movie never read the book. And I'll tell you why. The book is an extremely complex work. It is a very difficult work to understand. The few people that did actually read the book cover to cover, a lot of people bought the book. Ask people how many of them actually read it. And you're going to find that most people could not finish the book because it is long, it's complex. Some people think it's just boring. It's a long, boring book that this guy Brown wrote because he's got an axe to grind with I don't know who.
Well, with Catholics, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's got an axe to grind with Catholics. All I know is most of the people who are going to go see this movie never read the book. And so my initial question, excuse me, Phil, I've got a cough. I beg your pardon, but I'm dealing with an allergy.
You want to get some water?
Well, I tell you what, whenever your break's coming up, I'll try and get a drink of water then.
We got it just in one minute, Doug. But to encapsulate, again, you came out 3 years ago. How is it? What was that like? So I could just, you know, we get a flavor for that.
Well, it was difficult. I told my parents. They took it. You know, they took it as well as they could. My brother was took it very well. My friends, I lost a few friends. Here in the newsroom where I work, it wasn't a matter of having anybody like me. I said, I'm gay, and if anybody wants to, I literally, in the newsroom that day, I came out after talking to our editor, Matt Irwin, and I came out into the newsroom where we work, and I said, okay, I'm gay. If anybody's got a problem with that, step up to the plate. I mean, in other words, I was not about to take any grief or...
Were you inviting people to fight you?
No, but if anybody had a problem with it, you know, as Stephen Zahn says in the movie Happy Texas, the light's green, you know. But really, my being gay, coming out when I did, was very, very significant event. Very significant event. Okay, so what's bigger? me coming out gay or the Da Vinci Code movie.
But again, most people don't know you, but...
most people haven't read the Da Vinci Code book.
But the movie...
Most people haven't seen that.
Yeah, but you see, it's gotten all kinds of press. And
no, and that's why they said, well, you know, the Da Vinci Code movie. All they know it's about Catholics. And man, I'll tell you something. If you're not Catholic, and I know you were raised Catholic, right, Phil?
Yes, I was.
All right. For those of us who were not raised Catholic, the Catholic Church represents a fearsome, frightening edifice of power, of sort of a cryptic and mysterious kind of faith. A thousand-year tradition and history, nuns and priests, and this sort of ghoulish and macabre medieval, the ritualism is based almost in magic. And
no kidding, man. It would never occur to me. I remember after the movie The Exorcist, everybody wanted to know a priest. You know.
Well, you know that's the thing that Hollywood can do, but Hollywood also can. Hollywood does a lot of things, but the Catholic Church is more powerful than Hollywood. And to those of us who are not Catholic, we are scared, if I could use the colloquial phrase, we are scared crapless. Five shades worth, maybe six. If the sun's cutting through the clouds a certain way, maybe six, seven shades. You know, it depends on how the light's cast on it.
Yeah, I understand that.
And we are frightened. The Catholic Church is frightening to the point where someone's going to lie through their teeth when I say, what do you think's more important? Me being gay or the Da Vinci Code movie, they're going to think, well, which side of the bread's the butter on? Who do I want to, I got a life, I've got a wife and kids to protect.
I want to be clear before I take a break. Are you saying that people who answered your questionnaire, your survey, answered the Da Vinci Code because they fear for the well-being of their family if they don't say Da Vinci Code?
I think it's automatic. I think it is an automatic reaction when you ask people about Catholicism. They get a little scared. You know, all that priest bashing, man, that put a lot of people on the hit list. That put a lot of people on a big crap list. You can say what you want about molesting priests, but don't say it too much because guess what? You may be on the receiving end of some of those five-fingered probes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with the Orange County Courier on a survey that he did. This is the third-year anniversary of him coming out as a gay man and as a gay journalist. He went out and asked people, what's more important, me coming out as a gay man or the Da Vinci Code movie? 86% said Da Vinci Code movie. Doug is absolutely not buying it. He says these are all lies based upon the fact that people are frightened to death of saying anything against the Catholic Church. And if you don't say Da Vinci Code, even if the movie is critical of the Catholic Church, it puts you in a vulnerable position. 1-800-449-8686, the number here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back later on this evening. We got Don Berman.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So you're 250 pounds of donut oil. Good for you.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is with us from the South Coast Plaza this evening. We're talking about the film The Da Vinci Code, and also, Doug, the anniversary, the third year of you coming out as a gay man.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil, and the reason why I say that is because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That means when you say to people, I'm a gay man, they think, big deal. When you say, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, now they're on their best behavior, because whatever you say to me, I'm going to write down. And a lot of times, that way you can find out if they're lying to you or not. That's why I know that people are lying to me. I say, what's more important? My coming out, whether I leapt out, whether I walked out, whether I, some people might think, whether I swished out, I came out. Or the Da Vinci Code movie, which, by the way, as you said, Phil, I hear is getting ripped a new ass.
Yeah, but you said that. Who cares what those critics think?
Well, who cares? But fact is, I don't have any. I don't have any doubt that it probably is not as strong as they thought it was.
All right. So you feel that people are lying. You feel the Catholic Church puts such fear into people, they're going to say the Da Vinci Code movie is more important than you being gay.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm going to write in my column on Thursday.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. Denny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine,
I just think everything the guy said is idiotic. You know, I'm not Catholic. I don't care one way or another what the Catholic Church does. I read the book from top to bottom, and I loved it. I read it the first day.
Did you understand it?
Of course I did.
All right, what is it?
Anything, of, you know...
You're trying to tell me that a fictional story about made-up stuff is more important than me and my gay struggle?
Sir, you have a gay struggle. We all have struggles one fashion or another.
Absolutely.
I don't really don't care if you're gay.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, though. Because that's a very monumental event in the life of a human being when they have to come out and say, hi, I'm gay, when the world is mostly straight. And put up with a lot of the, you know, garbage I've had to put up with. And you're telling me some made-up cartoon is more important than that? See, that's why I have a hard time believing that.
Well, when you say a made-up
cartoon... You know, whether you have a hard time or not doesn't matter. You know, the fact that it is,
How do I know you're telling the truth?
Well, why would the man...
I guess because I just called up to lie to you about this.
Well, a lot of people were trying...
I have never heard such... dribble in my life.
Sir,
what you're doing is going out and you're saying everybody is like this. You're just dead wrong, pal. You don't have a clue.
Are you?
What's the most important thing to you is your coming out. And what you want is for everybody to recognize what a great thing that you did. I hadn't heard such ego in a long time.
No, it's
right
not ego. All right, you may call it ego, but your dishonesty, you know. Me coming out's more important to you. Because let me ask you something.
Why would it be more important to this gentleman?
All right, let me ask the gentleman. Are you Catholic, sir?
No, I'm Episcopal.
Okay, right there.
What?
Episcopal, Catholic, they share the same roots. They share the same papal root. So he's
fine.
You're not as scared of Catholics as like a Presbyterian or a Lutheran or one of these people. But you are afraid of them.
I think you're hilarious, to tell you the truth. But, you know...
You try being a gay human being in the world and tell me what
it's funny.
I'm
not gay. The fact of the matter is, I am not gay.
No, I know.
And I have no reason to come out because I don't...
I understand, but if you walked a mile in the shoes of gay people, you'd know what a treacherous road that's been.
Well, excuse me. You know, I may be Episcopal and I may be straight, but I do have gay friends.
I'm a gay man, all right? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
So what?
So the things you're saying to me, I'm going to write down. Let me put it to you straight. I've got balls. Now, what have you done that's as courageous as coming out?
One would certainly hope you had balls, but you think
you
everybody should care about you,
yeah,
and
Doug,
it's not important.
It's a little bit egotistical.
Well, let me ask the gentleman to do this, and I bet you he can't because it takes courage. Just say you're gay, just so you know how it feels.
Well, I'm not gay.
Why
should I say it?
Because I want you to see if you got the guts to say my name's Denny.
That doesn't have anything to do with my balls, pal.
No. I'm just saying to know how it feels to walk into a newsroom as I did 3 years ago.
That would be disingenuous, would it not?
I don't know. It sounds like you've got fear.
That is a big problem. I think you have. You don't know a lot of things.
I think you're afraid. I think you've got fear, and I think you're
I think you think everybody's afraid. Everybody but you, and since you came out 3 years ago, you feel, oh, my God, am I empowered, and will everybody look at me and see that I'm empowered?
But
and not only that, I'm a journalist.
I'm a gay man.
And I'm going to write down what you say. You're trying to intimidate people through your journalism because they won't take you as gay.
Well, you don't sound intimidated to me.
I'm not intimidated at all. I think you're a scream.
Say it. I'm a gay man and a truck driver?
No, I'm not a truck driver, baby.
Say you're gay.
What for?
Yeah, why?
Because
why don't you say you're straight?
Because he doesn't have the guts. And the reason why he doesn't have the guts is because being gay is a very tough thing. It's easier for him to say, yeah, I read the Da Vinci Code. It's like saying, yeah, I read a little more of an
anecdote. And I'm going to the movie Friday as well.
Yeah, it's easy to say that. Because the fear of the Catholic Church has got this guy so paralyzed that
he doesn't sound fearful. He sounds resentful that you are saying you're gay. And
well, maybe he wishes he was gay.
No, it's that you're saying you think that's more important.
It is more important. This guy can't say, hi, I'm Denny, and I'm queer.
Only to you.
At least today.
All right, look at Denny, thanks for your call.
Wait. nothing with this guy. I think this guy is...
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I give it 5 gay thumbs up.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, Hollywood. We're talking about the Da Vinci Code movie with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier on the line with us from the South Coast Plaza. Do you understand what the gentleman was saying?
No, I don't understand what he's saying. I mean, the guy's saying, big deal, you're gay. And I'm saying, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Any guy that says big deal to that, and yet he takes the time to read the Da Vinci Code, a book that you know full well most people who read it don't understand.
And then why would people want to go see this?
Well, because of the word of mouth, Phil. In other words, the book comes out. People buy it because two or three people read it who understood it. Most people go and buy it. I would say, Phil, of the, say the 100% of people who bought the Da Vinci Code book, maybe 50% actually understood what it was about. The other 50%, my hand to God, I swear, I bet you they just left the thing unread like halfway. Like the book has still got the, you know, the dust cover like inserted into that one page like halfway through. Somebody said, oh, you're reading the Da Vinci Code? Yeah, well, yeah, you know, they don't understand it. I'm a gay man. I came out 3 years ago. I'm gay. Gay. You telling me that's not more interesting than some made-up comic book about some retard? You could be, let me tell you something. Do you know the Da Vinci Code book?
No, sir, I don't.
All right, they're looking for the one lone descendant of Jesus. Who is the actual descendant of Jesus? Do you know who the descendant of Jesus turns out to be?
No.
A retarded man. Because of all the inbreeding that has gone on since Jesus, I think it's sacrilegious.
Are you kidding?
No. That's the whole point. Because of the inbreeding that that they keep, this Holy Grail Society keeps inbreeding and inbreeding until they've got nothing but some retard with his eyes too close together. And, you know, he's 33 and he's talking like he's 15.
That's the descendant of Jesus.
Yes. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Boy, that's sacrilegious as hell.
Well, now you know why there's a backlash. But people, even though they know the book and the movie are sacrilegious, they still are too afraid to say, oh, yeah, you know, you're way more important, Doug, because you're gay. And you came out and you're a gay man and a gay journalist. They don't want to say that. Why? They're afraid of some Catholic backlash. Like the knotted rope that a nun wears.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is it Gianna or Gina?
Gianna.
Gianna, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger's with us as well. Go ahead.
You are an egotistical moron. The reason the Da Vinci Code is more important than the fact that you're gay is because the Da Vinci Code affects millions of people.
No, it doesn't.
Your being gay affects you,
ma'am,
your family,
the Da Vinci Code's fiction. It's
That's
fiction.
Why it's more
it's
important.
Fiction. How can it affect people when it doesn't even exist?
It affects their faith, their beliefs. It is...
Are you kidding me? Are you trying to tell me that people are going to... Oh, now I got to worship a retard?
No, I am not saying that at all. What I am saying is that it affects the Catholics because it goes against their beliefs. And there are millions of Catholics out here, out in the world.
Oh, I know that.
That's why it's more important, because everyone who's Christian in any way, it affects them.
You're making my argument for me. Because that's why I said...
It is not more important than you being gay.
No.
Who the hell cares that you're gay? It affects you and your family.
It is more... I'm more important
than
being gay.
You are egotistical. No, you're not. You're more important to you, not the rest of the world.
Can I finish this? Let me finish what I'm saying. The reason why you'd say the Da Vinci Code is because you're afraid of the Catholics.
I'm not afraid of the Catholic Church. I left the Catholic Church because I realized how wrong they are to me in my personal life.
Yeah, you're afraid of them.
I'm not afraid of them.
You're afraid of them.
My entire family is Catholic.
Oh, you're not afraid of
them? It doesn't affect me at all.
You're not afraid of the Catholics?
I'm not afraid of them.
So you're not afraid they're going to molest some kid?
I'm not afraid of anything.
You're not afraid they're going to molest some kid?
No.
Are you kidding me? They've done it.
I'm not.
They've already done it. You're not afraid of it.
Yeah, they have. And you know what? The people who've done it will pay.
And that doesn't make you afraid. Well,
no,
see, she's lying, too. She's lying,
why
too.
Did?
No, wait a minute.
They
how can you say...
Out there, they are not the Catholic mafia.
How can this lady be lying, Doug?
How can
if
you
she
be
said,
so
oh, she's a liar because she
I
knows...
I am not a liar.
You, ma'am, I hate to say that to you, but...
You are lying to yourself.
No, I'm a gay man.
You are not more important than the rest of the world.
Did you hear me right?
I am not a liar, and anyone who disagrees with you is not a liar.
The Da Vinci Code book is a made-up little fiction about all the inbreeding that went on since Jesus, and how now we got some one-eyed freak... Who's his, what are you talking about?
A one-eyed freak.
Yeah, because of the inbreeding.
Who cares? It's a book.
Who
it's
cares?
Fictional.
Wait
it's
a minute. For a minute there, you said it was
it
really important, and now you're saying who cares? So which
yes,
is it?
Because
everybody cares, or who cares?
You are not important.
You just said who cares, and then you said everybody cares.
You are not important to the entire world. And people who don't see you as unimportant, people who do not see you as the most important thing, are not liars, and they're not afraid of anyone.
Ma'am, the fear of the Catholic Church is leaking out of you like poison. It's coming out of you like battery.
How the hell do you think there's fear in me?
I'll tell you why. One minute you said the Da Vinci Code was important to more people. The next minute you said, who cares?
It is important
to those
people
you
who
said,
believe
who cares?
And have faith.
Are you
going to
see it?
Because it is an attack on their faith. That is why it's important to them.
Did you read it? Ma'am, did you read the Da Vinci Code?
Oh, I guess she hung up, huh?
Yeah, she hung up. I'll tell you, I asked her the big question. Did you read the Da Vinci Code? Now she's got to answer whether she knows how to read or not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Justin. Go ahead, Justin.
Yes, I'm against what he's saying. I think the Da Vinci Code is more important than he is. For one fact is that he should not put himself against God. He shouldn't even put himself.
God?
The same.
What's the Da Vinci Code got to do with God? It's got to do with an inbred retard.
Then what are you going to call somebody a retard for?
Because that's the guy. That's the Holy Grail. That's the descendant of Jesus that they reveal in the movie.
You're kidding. I mean, I thought it was going to be somebody like George Bush.
That's why they laughed at the screening at Cannes when they finally bring out the lone descendant of Jesus, all the inbreeding. The guy looks like Pinhead in the movie Freaks. Some guy with a sloped forehead. All messed up.
And what's the big deal that you're gay?
Justin, the reason why I say it is, what's more important, me coming out of the closet and saying I'm gay, or the Da Vinci Code movie coming out this weekend? Well, the answer, of course, is me.
No, it's not. It's the Da Vinci Code. I'm not offending nobody. I'll speak my mind. I'm not Catholic. I'm Baptist. I got no problem speaking
my mind. You're
free
of Catholic. You got it. If you're Baptist, you must crap yourself thinking about Catholics. You know why?
Because I fear nobody but God himself. That's the only person I fear.
All right, the Pope doesn't make you afraid? The whole papacy thing? The whole fact that they run the world?
Oh, come on, man. You know that.
No, but that's the fear they've got. What's that tone? Are you recording this? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, I keep hearing a tone. Are you recording this?
No, I'm not recording this.
Can I ask you a question? Are you panned?
Am I what?
Are you panned? P-A-N-N-E-D.
What is that?
All right, do you have pan? The common term is called panfacia or panface.
No.
What does that mean?
Is he a panface?
What does that mean?
I'm asking the young man.
Not panface.
You're not panfaced.
No.
All right. Fine. Great. Then what do you care whether the Jesus' direct descendant is a panface?
Doug, you didn't see the movie.
No. Believe me, I know, because I read Preacher Gone to Texas. I read all the Preacher series, and it's about the same thing. And there's some big, fat, oafish bishop that keeps this pan-faced descendant of Jesus hidden in some cathedral way off in the Alps until finally some secret American, you know, like Nazi. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, man. And you're telling me being gay isn't more important than that?
No, you're not more important. I think your problem is you didn't get a medal when you came out being a gay journalist. Do you want somebody to make you a medal because you're gay?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, you want a medal.
Well,
why are you trying to say something against the Da Vinci Code?
Because you just got it wrong. You said I'm a gay journalist.
You're a gay man and a journalist.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Thank you. Yeah, whatever. I don't have anything against the Da Vinci Code. What I've got is a problem with Baptists who don't realize that they are quaking in their boots because the Pope's coming to town.
Please, I ain't scared of nobody.
You say that, man, until that cardboard hat appears on the horizon.
All right, look, the man says, we have to take people at their word here, Doug. If the man says he's not afraid of Catholics, he's not afraid of Catholics.
Then why is he going to go see? You should be a... All right, how tall are you, sir?
I'm 5'5".
Fuv-fuv?
I'm 5'5", 5 feet, 5 inches.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, all right, that makes sense now.
What?
That makes sense.
Well, you know.
No, you want to say something. Why does it make sense?
I just want to write one. Hold on. Just one midget called me.
Are you a funny midget? How tall are you?
Sir, how tall am I? 6'1".
Yeah.
Yeah. 6'1". Wow. Strapping. 9 pounds of swinging.
Yeah, okay. Look, I got to take a little bit of a break here.
No, but hold on for a minute, Phil. This young man. Look, Justin, God bless you. I hope you have a good life. I just want to say one thing, Midge.
Don't do that, all right? Justin, thank you for your call, buddy.
You're welcome.
1-800-449. Why would you mock that poor little guy?
Oh, listen to you, that poor little guy, huh? What, are you the ringmaster with a top hat and those funny breech pants? Why don't you get out there with your whip and tame the lions, Mr. Henry? You know, I find that my life as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I've been gay. I'm out gay for 3 years, but I've been gay, I guess, since I was born. That's what supposedly all these articles are about. I will tell you that it's far tougher to stand up in the middle of a newsroom in Orange County and say, I happen to be gay. Anybody got a problem with that? I'm off at 3, and my car's parked right out there. Okay, that's way tougher than saying, one for the Da Vinci Code, just one. Yeah, well, because I'm a pan face, I don't get many dates. See, to me, so...
All right, thank you. What a... Doug Danger on the Da Vinci Code and the fact that it is appearing on the same weekend, the anniversary of him coming out of the closet. 3 years he's been out. What's more important, he asked people at the South Coast Plaza. What's more important, the fact that he's gay or the Da Vinci Code's coming out this weekend? 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know I'm gay, right?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Thursday's Orange County Courier. Those of you in the Southern California area can pick it up. What is the name of the article, by the way?
The name of the article is 3 Years, I'm Gay. And it reflects the title, Phil. When I came out 3 years ago in the Orange County Courier, my article was, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. This year's article is 3 Years, Still Gay. And it talks about how significant that is for gay people to come out, to take their rightful place in society as out people, to declare their sexual orientation, not as a way of throwing it. See, I don't throw it in anybody's face. Maybe that's why people are upset. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, yes, but I'm not running around screaming it.
Well, the last hour you have.
Because I'm trying to make a point here. But the point is, I am a gay man and I'm a gay journalist. And in the long run, that is far more significant than a movie about what? Nothing. The movie is all made up. And even though it's fiction, the average person out there has such a shaking and almost a crippling fear of Catholics and everything that they are, that they, oh, yeah, I'm going to go see the Da Vinci Code. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go see the Da Vinci Code. Even if the movie makes fun of Catholics, oh, yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go see it. Because they, you know, most people don't get it. They think it's a pro-Catholic movie.
I want to ask you something one more time about this, the reveal in the movie as to who the direct descendant of Jesus Christ is. There was laughing at the Cannes premiere.
Absolutely.
When they had the reveal?
Absolutely, yeah.
You're saying that they bring out of a side room...
They bring out of the side room some kid with a T-shirt, all right? You want to know what it is? They bring out, and now here is the descendant of Christ. Some bishop brings him out, some bald-headed bishop brings the kid out. He's wearing a T-shirt. It's got like the, you know, that happy face on it. And he's got one of those, you know, the professor haircuts from Rocky and Bullwinkle. He's got on sneakers and knee socks. He's playing with some kind of a Super Bowl. He's an idiot.
You're kidding.
No, I mean, the man is a medical imbecile.
The direct descendant of Jesus.
Right. And that's why these people are going to waste their time going to see that movie. And they say, oh, this is so much more important than Doug Danger coming out, racing out, mincing out, screaming out, shooting out, or just falling out, gay.
All right, Doug, well, good luck.
That it?
Yeah, that's it, man. I got to move on.
Wow. Not too many phone calls this hour, huh?
We took enough, man. We took enough.
Well, don't forget, my article's coming out Thursday. Doug Danger, 3 years, still gay. Like it or lump it.
Yeah. Doug Danger in the Orange County Courier Thursday. What do you think's more important, Doug coming out or the Da Vinci Code movie? Neither one of them crossed my mind, but I maybe, you know, like that first guy to call. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up next few minutes, we will have Don Berman. And Don Berman is from Channel 19 on an amazing assignment, a new story that they're going to be doing on Channel 19.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, the Phil Hendry No Limit Texas Hold'em Celebrity Poker Tournament is May 27th. That's 2 weeks. For those of you in the L.A. area, we're going to have it at the Bicycle Club in Bell Gardens. If you're going to be in town, that'll be cool. If you live in the area, great. It's a $200 buy-in, $30 entry fee. You know you've always wanted to be in those tournaments. You're watching the Bravo channel. You're watching, you know, I love it when I hit the to-do list on my TiVo. My son has got every World Series of Poker just, you know, bing, 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 bing. Ready to record, ready to record. You know you want to wear the shades with the hood. You want to look like the freaking Unabomber, whatever. And by the way, folding most of the time, you're going to stay, you know, you got better chance of staying in the tournament folding than you do, you know, getting in there. So anyway, it's on the 27th, the Phil Henry Celebrity No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament. I actually have a list of the celebrities someplace that we're going to have there, but I don't have it with me. And you don't care, do you? I'll be there, maybe. Just go to www.thebike.com, www.thebike.com for registration information. We'll see you there. The 27th. Coming up is Don Berman on The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know how drunk a black man has to get to sleep with Reba McEntire.